Welcome to Windy City Irish Radio. My name is Tim Taylor, and I'm here with Mike Shevlin, live in the Windy City Irish Radio studios in Chicago, Illinois. And you know, Mike, tonight we're commemorating a very important anniversary in the world of music.
That's correct.
Tell us all about it.
40 years ago today, we lost the king.
The king, that is true. I remember it so well.
Elvis Presley. He passed away on this day in 1977 at the age of 42. So, you know, he'd be 82 years old.
82, and might still be performing today.
You never know. Maybe him and Willie Nelson and be out on tour, maybe.
That's a tour I would pay for.
That's, yes. You think you would pay for
that? Yeah, big bucks for it.
I think I would too. You know, it's, obviously, you know, we talked a lot about Glenn Campbell last week, but prior to Glenn Campbell, of course, you know, even though Glenn played on Viva Las Vegas and was a friend of, very good friend of Elvis's, actually. But Elvis came first, and he was the king. And he, you know, some argue that he may have been the one that brought rock and roll on the scene. Others might say there's others, you know, Little Richard, Chuck Berry, whatever. But Elvis Presley, the impact that he continues to have today. I have a, you know, you have a leisure suit, right? That's studded.
It's at the dry cleaners right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. And I know I have the fake sideburns that I sometimes bring out and with the big glasses. And
yeah. You look good.
Yeah.
The so bell bottoms.
Elvis impersonators abound, or are they tribute artists? I don't know. But Graceland right now is probably, as we speak, having, you know, lines of people coming in and out the door just to pay tribute to Elvis Presley. And, you know, I think we should do the same. And we try to do it every year. We celebrate his birthday. We celebrate his death day because we love Elvis.
We love Elvis.
Have you been to Graceland?
I have been to Graceland.
Yeah,
and I can tell you that our tribute, you don't have to pay $28 to get to see Elvis or Graceland.
Right. The jungle room, man. It's like Greg Brady just went and threw up all over the room. It's great stuff. But anyway, we digress completely
here
in our introduction.
Right.
And so like I said, we're going to pay a little short tribute to Elvis. And this is a song that Elvis, it was actually written by Phil Coulter, of all people.
Right.
And this was the song that was the last, I believe it was the last number one hit that Elvis ever had. And well, this was off of his album Promised Land, and this is My Boy.
You're sleeping, son, I know, but really this can't wait. I wanted to explain before it gets too late. For your mother and me, love has finally died. This is no happy home, but God knows how I tried. I stay because of you, my boy. I know it's hard to understand. Why did we ever start? We're more like strangers now, each acting out of part. I have laughed, I have cried, I've lost every game, taking all I can take, but I'll stay here just the same. Because you're all I have, my boy. You are my life, my pride, my joy. And if I stay, I stay because of you, my boy. You haven't heard a word, perhaps it's just as well. Why spoil your little dreams? Why put you through the hell? Life is no fairy tale, and one day you will know. But now you're just a child, I'll stay here and watch you grow. Because you're I stay, baby.
Presley came from Hackettstown at the foot of Eagle Hill. The stones from his house, you'll see them in the fields there still. I'll tell you now the story, so listen if you can. And I will tell you how Elvis became a Carlow man. His ancestor was William Presley, now you see. And from his native Hackettstown, this man was forced to flee. He sailed for America, across the raging sea, arriving in New Orleans, then on to Tennessee. William's great-granddaughter, her name it was Rosella. She had a son called Jesse, he was the grand young fella. In 1913, Jesse married Minnie May, and their son Bernard brings us right to the present day. William Presley came from Hackettstown at the foot of Eagle Hill. The stones from his house, you'll see them in the fields there still. I'll tell you now the story, so listen if you can. And I will tell you how Elvis became a Carlow man. Then Bernard married Gladys Smith in 1933. They never realized their son how famous he would be. The greatest rock and roller, sure Elvis was the king. That little bit of Irish maybe helped him for to sing. William Presley came from Hackettstown at the foot of Eagle Hill. The stones from his house, you'll see them in the fields there still. I'll tell you now the story, so listen if you can. And I will tell you how Elvis became a Carlow man. Isn't that right, Johnny?
That's right, that's right. But Elvis wouldn't sing it like that, lad. He was more of a rock and roll man.
A one, two, a one, two, three, four.
Come on now, lad, shake it, lad.
William Presley came from Hackettstown at the foot of Eagle Hill. The stones from his house, you'll see them in the fields there still. I tell you now the story, so listen if you can. And I will tell you how Elvis became a Carlow man.
Oh yeah, a Carlow man.
That's good, lad. Sing it more like Elvis, lad.
William Presley came from Hackettstown at the foot of Eagle Hill. The stones from his house, you'll see them in the fields there still. I tell you now the story, so listen if you can. And I will tell you how Elvis became a Carlow man.
That's right, Tim. You heard it here first.
Carlow man.
How Elvis became a Carlow man. Now, an 18th century court document proved, as we always try to say here, Elvis Presley is an Irishman.
Right, right.
And shows that his ancestor fled the mean streets of Ireland in great dread for a quieter life in America. It's from 1775. proceedings, legal proceedings, were brought by William Presley, the singer's great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Wow.
And he was originally from the townland of Stranakelly near Shillelagh County, Wicklow. And Presley was a farmer, and he claimed that he was savagely assaulted by a group of men in Hackettstown and neighboring Carlow. In Carlow Court on August 25, 1775, he claimed he'd been violently insulted, assaulted, beat, and abused by the Wicklow men. He said they'd used whips and fists, dragged him down by the legs, and when down gave him several kicks in the body and face, all without any provocation. The men were swearing they would have his life. Presley said he was now in great dread and fear of his life. Now, we don't know what happened next in the court or how they settled, but we do know that Presley emigrated to the U.S. the next year with his son Andrew and settled in New Orleans. 4 years ago, genealogists discovered this link to William Presley. Elvis's great-great-great-great-grandfather left Ireland after being attacked, and this document proves and explains why Elvis was born in America and not in Ireland. So, there you go. William Presley is an Irishman.
Elvis Presley is an Irishman. And a Carlow man at that.
And a Carlow man at that. So we're going to go back. Now that you know the true Windy City Irish Radio story on Elvis Presley, let's go back. And this is back in the studio. A couple years back, we had Liz Carolyn, and she did this little ditty for us.
Has left the building.
Hi, I'm Liz Carroll, and you're listening to Windy City Irish Radio with those muck savages, Mike Shevlin, and the other guy, Tim Taylor.
Well, she dressed in the dark, and she whispered, amen. She was pretty and pink like a young girl again. 20 years married, and she never thought twice. She picked up her bags and walked into the night, and silver wings carried her over the sea, from the west coast of Ireland to West Tennessee, just to be with her sweetheart. Well, she left everything, from Galway to Graceland, to be with the king. She was home in suspicion, that's the song she liked best. She had Elvis, I love you, tattooed on her breast. When they landed in Memphis, well, her heart beat so fast. She'd dreamed for so long, no, she'd see him at last. She knelt by his graveside day after day. Come close in time, they would pull her away, just to be with her sweetheart. She left everything, from Galway to Graceland, to be with the king. Thousands they came from the whole human race to pay their respects at his last resting place. But blameless she knelt there, and she told him her dreams, and she thought that he answered, that's how it seems. Dragged her away, it was handcuffs this time. She said, my dear man, are you out of your mind? Don't you know that we're married? See, I'm wearing his ring. I come from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. I come from Galway to Graceland to be with the king.
Thank you.
Signature Bank, an institution founded and staffed by Irish and Irish at heart Chicagoans, is dedicated to Chicago's Irish American community. Signature Bank proudly offers ATM fee reimbursement up to $25 per month, so you can use your ATM card anywhere and everywhere. Receive $100 for simply moving your Social Security or payroll direct deposit to Signature Bank. Stop by one of the two locations, Harlem and Northwest Highway, just 10 minutes from the Irish American Heritage Center, and on the corner of Wacker and Lake in the Financial District downtown. Be sure to ask for Ella Reardon, Marietta Mullane, or Signature Bank President Mike O'Rourke, or you can call them at 773-467-5624 or visit their website at signature-bank.com. Signature Bank, we're your kind of bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hundreds of live acts, 17 stages, 4 days. That's nothing short of legendary. That's Milwaukee Irish Fest, August 17th through 20th. Experience performances you can't see anywhere else, like TradFest Temple Bar showcase artist The Young Folk and emerging artists Hermitage Green and Brave Giant. Plus, you'll find authentic Irish food, sports, dancing, and more. Celtic music powerhouse Gaelic Storm kicks it all off Thursday night when admission is just $5. Tickets on sale now at irishfest.com.
Back in 1922, my grandfather Thomas J. Cooney opened his one-room funeral parlor on Chicago's North Side. We take tremendous pride in his decision to serve others in their time of need as we continue to put families first when their loved ones pass away. For three generations and over 90 years, the Cooney Funeral Home has served families in our Irish community with the highest degree of care and comfort. We know that the death of a loved one can bring about some of the most important decisions you may ever have to make in a short period of time. That's where we would like to help. We'll serve as a guide and an advisor while arranging your funeral plans and help you in any way we can to ease your sorrow. We want your trust. We will serve you in a professional manner on a personal level, just as our parents and grandparents did before us. With locations in Chicago on Irving Park and in Park Ridge on Bussey Highway, we're always there to help you and your family. For more information, please visit CooneyFuneralHome.com.
Kickstand Productions and Dirty Nellies presents Gaelic Storm, performing live Sunday, August 27th at Dirty Nellies in Palatine. Doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are $23 and available at Dirty Nellies box office and online at DirtyNellies.com. Don't miss your chance to see Gaelic Storm Sunday, August 27th at Dirty Nellies. Dirty Nellies is located at 180 North Smith Street in Palatine, just a half a block from the Palatine Metro Station. For more information and tickets to Gaelic Storm, visit DirtyNellies.com.
That will be outstanding, huh?
I know. That's just a hop, skip, and a jump from where you live, right?
And a jump. That's right. Maybe an extra skip on top of the hop, skip, and the jump.
Yeah, but it's not too far.
No. Speaking of not too far from where we are right now, the Irish American Heritage Center. Make sure you stop by 4626 North Knox Avenue and visit the 5th Province Lounge for a bite to eat and a pint in the air-conditioned pub. Visit the gift shop for all of your shopping needs. Hours are 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the gift shop. Hermitage Green joins us direct from their appearance at Milwaukee Irish Fest. The band's 2016 studio album, Save Your Soul, debuted at number 3 in the Irish charts. The band's played more than 1,000 gigs across 5 continents with an unusual arrangement of instruments such as, Tim, your favorite, the
djembe.
And the bow.
West African drum.
Yes,
it's a
love
skin
that.
Drum that's tightened with a rope.
Are you joining the band that night?
I think I might.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring my bow ron. Maybe I could switch with the djembe player.
And they'll also be playing the dobro.
The dobro. Love the dobro.
And Hermitage Green is Wednesday night, next Wednesday, August the 23rd at 8 p.m. Tickets are $12 for members, $15 for general admission. Celebrate the halfway mark to the High Holy Days with the Halfway to St. Patrick's Day party. The party features music from the Tossers in the IAHC Auditorium. The Shannon Rovers and the Irish Pipe Band and the Chancey Brothers will be playing in the pub. The party's Friday, September the 15th from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. Tickets are $10 at the door.
Wow, $10.
$10.
It's almost free. Plus 10.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Right.
You don't even need an abacus for that. Learn about writer Mark Twain in a solo performance with the IAHC's Gene Cooney playing the iconic writer. The program also features Kathy Cowan and Chris Walls on banjo and harmonica and vocals. It's an afternoon with Mark Twain, Life on the Mississippi, and that's Sunday, September the 17th at 11 a.m. Tickets are $20 for adults, children 12 and under are $5, and those tickets will go very fast.
Like hotcakes.
Mark Twain and Gene Cooney in the same room?
I would pay double to see that.
I believe I would as well. And for info on all of these events, to purchase tickets, go to www.irish-american.org or you can call 773-282-7035, extension 10.
Thank you so very much,
You're
Mike.
You're welcome.
Extension 10 for $10. I mean, wow. Yeah.
We're coming up tens.
Yeah. So we started off the show with a tribute to the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. And we started off with My Boy, a big Phil Coulter song. And as you pointed out, Elvis's last big hit, written by an Irishman. And then how Elvis became a Carlo man. Wow, we heard the whole genealogical, you know, background of Elvis. And this confirms what we have always known on this show, that Elvis was not only, we used to say Scott-Irish, but he's actually Irish.
He's an Irishman.
And then, you know, last week we failed to mention when we did a little tribute to Glenn Campbell, that he is from Ireland.
We got a little caught up in that.
We did.
His mother is a Tipperary gal.
Mother
from Tipperary, the roots.
Yeah.
I think grandmother, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? So all the great music, it goes right back to the Emerald Isle.
It's no accident, Tim.
Yes, then we followed it up with our good friend Liz Carroll when she was live here in the Windy City Irish Radio Studios almost our first year on the air.
Yeah, she was here in January. January, 2014.
Very, very cold, cold night that she was here. And she started off with a little Love Me Tender, and then she announced
it was Elvis' birthday.
It was, and that Elvis had left the building. And then we finished it off with one of my favorite songs, From Galway to Graceland by Richard Thomas Band. What a great, great Irish tribute to the king of rock and roll, who, as we know now, is a Carlo man.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. You got to love it. You got to love it. And we're going to turn the page a little bit. We paid our tribute to Elvis Presley. And, you know, in that, when we were talking about the Irish American Heritage Center, big event coming up halfway to St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's
going to
be fun. Event at the center.
$10.
$10. Hopefully it's going to become an annual event. And, wow, it's been a few years since we've had this band at the Irish American Heritage Center. They've played the Irish Fest many years over the years, and they're back, and they're going to be playing at the center, headlining the big show on halfway to St. Patrick's Day, and it's the Tossers. And they have a brand new album that just came out, and we're going to play a track off of that right here.
Leave me if I'm buried beneath the sod. Still the angels won't receive me. Alive, alive, oh, oh, alive, alive, oh, oh. Crank cockles and muscles, alive, alive, oh. Yeah! Dublin's fair city, the girls are so pretty. I first laid my eyes on Molly Malone. She wheeled her wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow. Cried cockles and muscles, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, oh. Fishmonger, it was no wonder. So were her father and mother before. They wheeled the wheelbarrows through the streets broad and narrow. Cried cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, oh. Alive, alive, oh. The end of Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels a barrel through the streets broad and narrow. Her cockles and muscles alive, alive, oh.
Hey, hey.
Alive, alive, oh, oh. Alive, alive, oh, oh. Her cockles and muscles alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, oh.
At sea, to the shores of New Sydney, to where the fortune waits for me. Hear the drums of Chelsea calling, hear the drums of Chelsea. Hear the drums of Chelsea calling, hear the drums of Chelsea. Hey! Farewell to the old country. All friends and family three. Sheets to the wind on the rolling sea, to where the fortune waits for me. Hear the drums of Chelsea calling, hear the drums of Chelsea. Hear the drums of Chelsea calling, hear the drums of Chelsea. Where the rum and the blood run free, chains alive, bound by sea. Stories told of a fortune ahead. We washed our hands, we buried our dead. Farewell to the old country, old friends and family tree. Cheeks to the wind on the rolling sea. There's a fortune waits for me. Hear the drums of Chelsea calling. Hear the drums of Chelsea. Hear the drums of Chelsea calling. Hear the drums of Chelsea. Hear the drums.
In these challenging times, the Flood family is here to help. We would like to be your new garbage man. Flood Brothers Disposal, like you, understands how hard it is to manage a household, how hard it is to manage a business. Flood Brothers doesn't have stockholders to take care of. Their only care is taking care of you. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling has been Chicagoland's choice for refuse disposal since 1960, serving high-rise commercial properties, factories, retail shops, and office buildings. How does Flood Brothers outperform those large national companies? It's simple. Their friendly drivers provide old-fashioned service, same-day response, and 24-hour pickup. At Flood, there's only one way to do the job, the right way. At Flood, there's only one way to price the job, the fair way. Find out more about the Flood Brothers. Call 773-626-5800 or on the web at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Call 773-626-5800.
Hundreds of live acts, 17 stages, 4 days. That's nothing short of legendary. That's Milwaukee Irish Fest, August 17th through 20th. Experience performances you can't see anywhere else, like TradFest Temple Bar showcase artist The Young Folk and emerging artists Hermitage Green and Brave Giant. Plus, you'll find authentic Irish food, sports, dancing, and more. Celtic music powerhouse Gaelic Storm kicks it all off Thursday night when admission is just $5. Tickets on sale now at irishfest.com.
Chicago Gaelic Park, located at 6119 West 147th Street in my hometown of Oak Forest, is the place to meet and greet friends and family. This Sunday, August 20th, it's the Chicago GAA Finals. August 20th on Sunday, it's the big finals. It's the Patriots versus the Padraic Pierces. And then at noon, it's men's football, St. Bridges versus Nolens Gales, seniors. And then at 1:30, it's ladies football. 3:30, it's the Harry Boland senior hurling, Padraic Pierces versus the Wolftone seniors. And then at 5 p.m., it's men's football. Admission is $10. Come on out and cheer out your favorite team. We'll see who goes to the USGAA Finals being held Labor Day weekend in San Francisco. Hey, it's time for the Wednesday night barbecues. We'll have the grill all fired up with burgers and ribs and all your favorite sides. Sign up for next Wednesday's barbecue on the patio. The Carrick Pub Golf Outing is scheduled for Friday, September 2nd at the Odyssey Golf Course in Tinley Park. Call bar manager Philip Quinlan to book your foursome at 708-687-9323. Chicago Gaelic Park and the Carrick Irish Pub, located at 6119 West 147th Street in Oak Forest, is open to the public. For more information, our phone number is 708-687-9323 or visit our website at chicagogaelicpark.org. Kickstand Productions and Dirty Nellies presents Gaelic Storm, performing live Sunday, August 27th at Dirty Nellies in Palatine. Doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are $23 and are available at Dirty Nellies box office and online at DirtyNellies.com. Don't miss your chance to see Gaelic Storm Sunday, August 27th at Dirty Nellies. Dirty Nellies is located at 180 North Smith Street in Palatine, half a block from the Palatine Metro Station. For more information and tickets to Gaelic Storm, visit DirtyNellies.com. All right, we're back here in the Windy City Irish Radio Studios, and what a rockin' raucous set we had there. We started off with Aaron Go Brah by the Tossers, and the Tossers are going to be the headlining act at the upcoming halfway to St. Patrick's Day at the Irish American Heritage Center. And then we followed it up with If I Should Fall from Grace with God by the Pogues. Then next we had The High Reel by Horse Lips, Molly Malone, a great traditional song, but done a little rock and roll style there by the Gleasons. And then we finished off that set with The Drums of Chelsea, the Go Set. We've got a little more time here in the Windy City Irish Radio Studios. So this, Mike, is one of my favorites. This is a song that features Imelda May, the Irish rockabilly queen, as I say. And, of course, another Irish gentleman himself, Damien Dempsey. And this is Big, Big Love.
Just last year I was your king. How we made them summers sing. You kept me safe and warm through my storms.
I knew you could never. For me, don't
country. Sing high and the other sing low, and the other sing raggle taggle gypsy. Oh, it was upstairs, downstairs, the lady went. We'd on our suits of leather, oh, and the king cried from around the door. She's away with a raggle taggle gypsy. Oh. Gypsy, oh. Well, saddle for me, my milk quite steep, my big horse is not speedy, oh. And I will ride till I seek my bride. She's away with a raggle taggle gypsy, oh. Spider's lady, oh. Tell me, how could you leave your house and your land? How could you leave your money, oh? How could you leave your only wedded one? All for a raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. What care I for my house and my land? What care I for my money, oh? I'd rather have a cast through the old gypsy's laps on my way with a raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. How could you leave your goose feather bed? Blanket strong, so comely, oh.
Welcome back to the Windy City Irish Radio Studios with Tim Taylor and Mike Shevlin. And what a set we had there, Mike. We started it off with Big, Big Love with Damien Dempsey and, of course, featuring the rockabilly goddess from Ireland, Imelda May. Oh, I love Imelda May's voice. And then we followed it up with a very, very nice song, Summer Night by the Jeremiahs, folk trad band from Dublin, Ireland. And I think we're going to hear a lot more from the Jeremiahs in the near future. And then, of course, we followed up with Carlos Nunez, the Galician, the Raggle Taggle Gypsy. What a great, great set there. Loved it, loved it, loved it. So, Mike, I'm looking up on the wall, and the clock is just ticking away here in the Windy City Irish Radio Studios. And, you know, we started off tonight's show with a tribute to the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, who died 40 years ago today. I remember exactly where I was when I got the news, at my grandmother's house eating a sandwich. And my grandmother announced that Elvis the King had passed away. And so we are commemorating Elvis, and we're going to end our show with Elvis. And as we pointed out, Elvis, we've proven it, like we do time after time here, Mike, that Elvis has roots back to Ireland. We know from the song we heard earlier in the show, he's a Carlow man. And anyway, to us, he's a Memphis man. And to us, he's always has been and always will be the king of rock and roll. And here to close out tonight's show is Elvis Presley with Oh Danny Boy. Good night, everyone.
Oh Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses dying. 'Tis you must go and I must fly. But come ye back when summer's in the and white with snow, and I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh Danny boy, oh Danny boy, I love you so. But if you come and all the roses dying and I am dead, as dead I will maybe, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall feel how soft you tread above me, and then my grave will richer, sweeter be. For that you love me, and I shall rest in peace until you come to me.